that hath these apostles. Jesus is here, Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here.
Most precious Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we bring our thanksgiving, our appreciation unto thee, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you have been unto us, Father, especially, Lord, this last convention. Oh, living God, we are very, very grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your great deliverances, for healings, for help unto your people, Lord. Lord, for answers to prayers, Lord. For the infilling of the Holy Ghost and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, Lord. Thank you for great and mighty things that you did. We say, blessed be thy name, Father. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for, we cannot mention them, O living God. Lord, it was a special meeting, O God. Thank you, Father. Lord Jesus, we bring our thanksgiving and appreciation to thee, Master. May they be acceptable in your sight, O living God. Be with us, Lord Jesus. We just come to appreciate thee and to give ourselves instruction according to your word. O living God, may you help us this evening once again. Be with us, righteous eternal Father. Lord, give an anointing and inspiration to speak. And Lord, understanding and revelation of your word, may you grant unto every one of us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let your word mix up with faith in our hearts, O loving Savior, Father. Lord Jesus, at the time of prayer, help us to pray, Lord Jesus. Hear our humble cry, Lord. Master, Lord, grant our heart desires, O God. Lord Jesus, at the end of this service, may we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the midway prayer meeting. And we are grateful to the Almighty God for all that he did in our lives and in our midst during this year's convention. It was a wonderful meeting. I believe you have the same testimony. God bless me abundantly in this convention. God bless you. Let's sing a song. You can please be seated as we sing a song before we open the scripture. In appreciation to the Lord for what he has done for us in this last convention. Hymn 90. All praise to him who reigns above.
Praise to him who reigns above in majesty supreme, who gave his son for man to die, that he might marry him. blessed be thy name. Oh, blessed be thy name. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name. Blessed be the name. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. His name above all nations shall stand exalted more and more. God the Father, the soul rise and we are in Jesus' adore. Next stanza. Redeem us, Savior, friend of men, who once by the fall. The word device, salvation's plan. For thou art thy for Jesus is our name. Oh, Jesus is our name. Oh, Jesus is our name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is our name. Jesus is our name. Jesus is our name of the Lord. His name shall be the Counselor, the Mighty Prince of Peace. Of all our kingdoms conquered, whose reign shall never cease. Magnify His name. Oh, magnify His name. Magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Magnify the name. Oh, magnify His name. Magnify the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's rise from our feet as we read from the scriptures. We are going to read Hebrews chapter 3. Verse 1 and Hebrews 13:8. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. Hebrews 13:8. I think we know that one by heart. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading and hearing of His perfect word. You can please be seated. I'm not preaching this evening. I just want to read some quotes to be of help unto us. But Abraham preached this sermon. From this sermon, rather, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever, that he preached in 53:05-06. 53:05-06. I will read from there mainly, and then two other sermons. Are you there? Let's start from paragraph. Same paragraph 11 after he read the scripture. Someone said recently, Reverend Branham, why do you teach divine healing? I teach divine healing because I believe divine healing. I believe is in the word of God. I believe I can sanely and sensibly prove it by the scripture. And you will be surprised at the attacks I have heard through the years of things from witchcraft, Buddhist, throughout the world, and all kinds of religions, and cults, and devils, and everything. But friends, by God's help, have never seen one ever come yet, but what fell in defeat. Right
there where while it was going on, because the word of God will defeat, the word of God will prevail every time. Praise the Lord. The reason I want you to read the book, some of the instance, every one of them is bona fide member. If bona fide, everything is bona fide, you can check it right back. I've never been scared yet. For as long as I know that God commanded and sent me to pray for the sick, it's God's obligation to take care of me while I'm out there praying for the sick, and He will do it. I never did claim to be any divine healer. I'm not that, friends. There is no divine healer. No, not even Jesus Christ claimed to be a divine healer. He said, "Is my Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the work. I do nothing, is Him." So, a man that will claim to be a divine healer would just only be, well, he would just be deceiving. And anything that man could do to say that, well, that he could do anything to help you otherwise and point you to Christ, the man will be dishonest. Divine healing lays in Calvary. And the only thing that you can do is point to Calvary. And there is where your salvation lays. You wasn't saved just 5 years ago, 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, or how long it was. You wasn't saved then. See, you were saved 2,000 years ago when Jesus died at Calvary. He took the sin of the world away. You just accepted your salvation so many years ago. But everything that God could do for you, both sickness and sin, has already been appropriated in Calvary. And the only thing that a minister can do is to point you to where what God has already done for you in Christ. Did you understand it? Praise the Lord. Now listen attentively. If you are sleeping, wake up and listen attentively. A man could come to the altar. He could pray all night. He could cry. He could beg. He could plead, walk up and down the floor, make restitutions. But until he believed and accepted, he's still a sinner. Until he believes and he accepted what God has done for him, despite the fact that he has prayed, he has made restitutions, he has done all the word said he should do, if he still deny or find it difficult to believe and accept, he's still a sinner. May I say this? We have prayed before we went for the convention. We have, maybe some of us have fasted, some have made restitutions, and God has done something for us in the convention. I believe He has done great things for me in the convention. But if we fail to confess it, I'm sorry, you might miss it. But we got to confess it. That is why the Bible says it's the eyepiece of our profession. Or confession. We are coming. We will see it. May God help us. Let's continue. Not we will or we ought to have been. Okay, sorry. I think I missed something. I've jumped something. Sorry. Okay, he's still a sinner. For Hebrews 3:1 said, Jesus Christ is the high priest of our confession. Profession, the same translation is confession. Is the high priest of our confession. Therefore, he can't do nothing for us until first we do what? We confess that he has. God bless you. Until first we confess that he has what? Done it. And then he goes to work as a high priest, making good what we profess or what we confess. That he has done, and he will make good anything that he included in his atonement. And there He was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. Not we be, or we ought to have been, but we were, past tense, already healed. God did it back there in Calvary. And the only thing we do is reach up and receive it by faith and believe it and do what? Confess it. And now, your pastor here can point you to Calvary. That's all he can do. Now, God, after the pastor, he has set in the church different gifts and signs and ministers' gifts that he can point to the people by different ways. But there is nothing in an individual that could heal another one. There is nothing in me. There is nothing in any other man. Now, I want you to notice. I believe that God is just as tangible in this room tonight as the light is on my hands. Do you believe that? Now, notice. Get the fundamental foundation first. The divine healing is in Christ, and he is as present and just as close to you as the light that's shining on you now. He is infinite. He is forever and forever. He knows the beginning. Now, the devil fights this wonderful truth of divine healing and makes it up. Someday, the church is going to wake up to the fact and realize that the very greatest one, the greatest thing that they had, and the greatest blessing outside of salvation, they have turned it down. Many times I found the heathens over there in Africa, the ministry told them, days of miracle is past. And poor fellow is walking around packing mud idols, trying to get healing through the mud idols. Because they know their fathers, God wink at their ignorance, had healed them through believing in God of their mud idols. The theology of preachers today and of the church, of the churches and things that denied that power of God to heal. Now notice, friends, one day, say for instance, the electric light. There was a time when a man would thought or think that if they would have told somebody 500 years ago that they have an electricity light like that, the person would have said the person was crazy. But there was a man one time who down in his heart believed that he could catch that electricity, and he got a kite and a key. He fished it out of the skies, and it ran down the string and hit into the bottle. He stopped it up and he began to scream, "I got it! I got it!" He had it, but he didn't know what he had. That's what the church, the matter with the church, with the church today. They've got something, but they don't know what they got. Now, as long as he had it, he could rejoice and say, "I know it's there. I feel it. I know I got it. It is in here." But what did he have? He didn't do nothing with it. Well, then Thomas Edison come along after Benjamin Franklin. And along come Thomas Edison and said that he could make it light. There was something in him that told him that he could make it light and help mankind. And so he sat in his desk for 10,000 of wires. He tried to make the electric current flow that wire. He on and on and on, tireless hours and nights, and people calling him crazy and everything, but there is something on the inside of him told him that electric will light. And as long as there is something on the inside telling you that it will do it, there is bound to be something there to respond to it. The deep calling to the deep. As I've often said, before the fin was on the fish back, there is a water first for him to swim in, and or he wouldn't have had that fin. If there is a deep in here calling, there has got to be a deep to respond to it. Is here when I first started out in the ministry. I was reading on something, had a little boy that hit the razors off of a pencil, the pedals off of a bicycle. When they took this little fellow into examine him, they found out that his little body needed sulfur. And sulfur is in rubber. That baby's body ordinarily came out of the heart where sulfur is. And if there is something in there calling for sulfur, there is got to be the sulfur out there first to respond to this call, or there wouldn't be any call for the sulfur. Are you getting what Brabram is saying? Okay. And if there is a deep in here calling to the deep, David said there is got to be a deep out there to respond to it somewhere. And as long as there is a call in your heart for more of God, there is got to be more of God somewhere. There's got to be more of God somewhere to find it. And if there is a call in here, believing in divine healing, there is got to be fountain open somewhere. Before there can be the fountain, there has to be a creator to create that creation. Is that right? And when the creation is in here, God create a hunger in you, in your heart tonight, believing that you could be healed by God. And as long as that is in there, God the creator put that in there, and there has got to be fountain open of healing somewhere for you. See what I mean? We are coming gradually. Okay, we'll soon finish here. This one. And Franklin or Edison, rather, he tried wires after wire. And finally, he found the wire that will light. He's got to be there. If something inside of him told him it will be there, it's got to be there. So we got electric light tonight. And friends, for 20 years since I've been a Christian, I believe that there was a God just as real as that light is on my hands. And there is power of God in this room tonight to heal every sick person in here, open every blind eyes, or stop every deaf ear, make every lame man live like a heart, save every sinner, sanctify and fill with the Holy Ghost every believer. He is here just as real can be. Now, if you can just find the wire that carries the current to you. Now listen attentively again. In the 20 years of research of the Bible and talking with the angel of the Lord, and many times I find here is two things. What are the two things? That is love and what? Faith. Let me read that again. In the 20 years of research, this is Brother Abraham talking from experience and from his relation with the angel of the Lord that I've been speaking with him. In the 20 years of research of the Bible and talking with the angel of the Lord and the many things, I find here is two things. That is love and faith. If you love God, just purely unadulterated love, you've got to have faith in him. It will accomplish faith every time. And when love and faith God gets married, you have what you want to, and you will have it. May God give us understanding. When you know that your heavenly Father cannot tell you any lie, He is God. He can't lie. And then when you believe Him with all your heart, and you believe that, that what you ask for, you ask it not for any selfish motive, but your right motive, behind there is ask it for the glory of God. And believe without a shadow of doubt that your Father wouldn't lie to you. Something is going to take place. When you get all the cock level out of the way and just look right straight to Calvary and believe it with all your heart. Praise the Lord. I believe God has spoken to our hearts with this little thing. Let's go to... Okay, we are doing good. Let's go to another sermon. The same title. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. 530506. 530506. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sorry. 540813. 540813. I was going back to the very one we just finished. 540813. Are you there? Yeah. The scripture says, is the high priest of our confession. Now, not the high priest of your feeling. Are you hearing? Now, not the high priest of your feeling, the high priest of your confession. Now, Hebrew 3 said, he is the high priest of our confession. Now, any scholar knows that profession is used there, but profess and confess is the very same word, same Greek word, confess and profess. See? He is the high priest, the scriptures say, the King James of our profession, our confession. Now, he is sitting at the right hand of God to make intercession upon your confession. Now, he can't do nothing to you or for you until you accept what he has already done and confess it. I'm not saved tonight because I feel like I'm saved. I'm saved tonight because I met God's requirement in His word. God is under obligation to take care of me. If I meet those requirements, is that right? Well, somebody say, I'm saved because I feel good. Drunkard do that. Sure, the devil can beat you around and stomp on your feeling. Did you know that? The devil can stand on your feeling, make you to feel bad. And of course, Brother Bram taught us, the principle is this. When of healing, when you are prayed for healing, and the same principle goes for all of God's, we are going to see it, but Abraham said it, the same principle goes for all of God's promises. Sometimes the principle is that when you are prayed for, you are anointed with oil and you are prayed for healing, sometimes you can feel worse. The feeling will be worse. And that is the Abraham said, that is the very sure sign that you are healed. Because when the devil leaves, the life of the devil of the cancer or the life of the devil of any of the diseases, when it leaves, sometimes, especially cancer, it swells. Because Brabham said, just like a animal that a vehicle run over, the first thing that happens that it will shrink maybe for the first 1 or 2 days. And the next thing, what happens? It swells up. And it burst. Because the life of that animal has gone out of it. But I want to say now, it is now your blood circulation that cleanses all the impurity out of you. So it's the same principle. Satan can make things look worse. In fact, do you know, sometimes Abraham taught us that sometimes when Satan is everywhere, all around, just trying to block you everywhere, that is a sure sign that is what? There is a blessing ahead. Praise the Lord. It happens to me just before this convention. Everywhere was just as if anything I want to do in the way of getting at least the way I normally do for the companies, for any service or for the convention, things like that. I just see Satan blocking me everywhere. Satan blocking me everywhere. Well, until I had to pray. But God made a way. Praise the Lord. When Satan is blocking you everywhere, don't be dejected and say, oh, did God even answer my prayers? That is a sure sign that God has answered your prayer and Satan has stomped on your feeling or made things around you to look so bad. But that does not mean that God has not answered your prayers. May God help us and give us faith to climb about these things. Okay, Brahman said, Satan can storm on your feeling. Where did I stop? Okay. And paragraph 17. Where somebody say, I'm saved because I feel good. Drunkards do that. Sure, the devil can beat you around and around and around the storm of your feelings. But when he meets the word of God, no sir, he can't come on that. When Satan is doing that, that's why Brother Brown taught us that we should be confessing what? Positive. You should be pleading the same promise of God when things seem to be the other way. By his stripes I'm healed. Praise God for healing me, John Ryan, and the rest of them. May God help us. Our time is fast. Our time has gone. It's okay. Let me finish this paragraph. And God brought salvation and divine healing so simple that the weakest Christian can have every attribute of his life. Do you believe he was Emmanuel? All that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Every gift that was in God was in Christ. And he had all those fine qualities in him. Everything that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. When Satan met him, did he use his power on Satan? No. He never used his power on Satan. He said, it is written. And that is why Brabham said, the word of God will defeat Satan anywhere, any place, under any circumstance. May God help us. For the last quote, calling Jesus on the scene, 640319. Calling Jesus on the scene, 640319. Now paragraph 6. Now remember, every redemptive blessing has already been purchased. The price is paid. There is only one way you will ever be able to receive it. Is to believe it and do what? To accept it. Okay, you are not there. Sorry. 640319. Paragraph 6. Paragraph 6. Okay. Now remember, every redemptive blessing has already been purchased. The price is paid. There is only one way that you will ever be able to receive it, is to believe it and to accept it. He is the high priest of our confession. The Hebrew word there, the Hebrew letter says, he is the high priest of our profession. To profess and confess is the same thing, of course. He is the high priest of our confession. Therefore, he cannot do anything for us until first we confess that he has done it. And then, when we confess it, then he is the high priest, a mediator to go to work. And that, and to go to work on that and make it right. So we pray, trusting in God tonight, in his kindness and mercy, that he will give to us his abundance of grace tonight. And now remember, you must do what? Accept it. Praise the Lord. God bless you, brethren. Let me just read that one again. A man could come to the altar. He could pray all night. He could cry. He could beg. He could plead. Walk up and down the floor. Make restitution. But until he believes and accepted, until he believed and accepted, he is still a sinner. Until we believe and we accept any of God's divine redemptive blessing, I'm sorry, we will not be able to have it and manifest it in our lives. So let us get it off our life that we will be confessing negative after we have received God's blessing or after we have been prayed for. Let's continue testifying of God's victory, blessing, until God brings them to manifestation. It might take 2 months. It might take 3 months. It might take 4 months. But we must never confess the negative that Satan wants us to confess. And your healing lasts as what? As your faith lasts. That's the principle. May God help us. Let's bow down our heads and commit ourselves to the Lord. God has blessed us in this convention mightily and wonderfully. So we must never confess negative. Never. It will be, of course, you and I know that will be unbelief for you to be confessing negative after all this blessing. For you to utter out of your mouth any negativity, it will be sin for us. It will be, of course, it is unbelief. And may God deliver us from that. Let's commit ourselves to the Lord.
In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. I want us to specially thank the Lord for all that He has been, all that He was unto us, all that He did for us, all that He accomplished in our life, answers to the prayers that the saints of God presented unto Him for this year's convention. How God answered those prayers. How God helped us. How God blessed us. How God made the way for His servants, the anointing, the inspiration, the help He gave unto His servants, and all that God accomplished, the healing, the deliverances, and what He did in your life and my life. Let's go before God to thank Him for all. If He has done something in your life, you should be thankful this evening. That God, thank you for all that you have done in my life. Let's thank God for the provision. You might not know, but the way God made provision for the convention was miraculous. It was answers to prayers. God made it possible for us to hold the convention. Our pastor traveled just before the convention. God took him to where he went and brought him back safely. Let's just thank God for everything that God did for us for this year's convention. Shall we express our thanksgiving unto Him?
Jesus, we are grateful. Thank you for the life that you have strengthened. Oh God, it is
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. God bless you. Let's listen to this request before we go to the request we normally present to the Lord. His name we have prayed. We are still praying. Let's sing this hymn before I hand over to our pastor. Imtati Aya Grant.
must know is that you say, where doubts arise, who are fearlessly, those who may dwell, where this abound, my prayer, my
blessed Lord, we come with appreciation. We come with thanksgiving. We come with worship and praises and adoration unto Thee for the great and mighty things that You did for us in the conversion. Father, thank You for deliverances. Thank You for infilling of the Spirit. Thank You for a infilling. Thank You for the healing of the sick ones. We are very grateful for increasing our knowledge of the message. We are very grateful, Father. Lord Jesus, we want to ask, O God, that these blessings that we receive, Lord, may they be permanent in our individual lives. Grant it, Heavenly Father. The height that Your grace has taken us, may we never fall from there. May we aspire from there yet to higher ground. See, let it be our master. Lord, the effort that have been put together, Your servants who were praying for those who have opportunity to preach and those who labored in the world and study and pray and preach. Lord, the officers at the post of duty, Lord, the musicians, our sister in the kitchen, are those who were serving, are those who were worship place, every role that everybody played in that place. Father, our prayers, O God, may it never be in vain. Prepare all of us, make us ready for that glorious rapture that lays ahead, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are expected to go in the rapture. May You make all of us rapturable, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are asking, if it be pleasing unto You, if You have not called for us in the rapture, and next year we still be here, one more time, may You do greater things, Lord. Thank You, our Father. Blessed be Thy holy name. Take all the glory, take all the honor, take all the praises, Lord. Thank You for protecting Your servant that the enemy had wanted to, Lord, do evil to. I don't know that, O God, as a result of the great and mighty things You have done, whenever You move, Your prophet told us that Satan will also want to move. Thank you, Father, for rendering his works useless, his intention, nonsense, law, for your glory and for your honor. Thank you, Father, for sparing your servant. May your name be praised, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your children that are going for the NYC in all the nations of the world, I mean, Lord, in Nigeria and all the towns and the states, oh God, Lord, may this question of wearing of trousers be a thing of the past, Lord, for your glory and for your honor. Be with them, Lord. Favor them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. I ask, oh God, that you be with me as I take a short trip into Lagos tomorrow and come back next tomorrow. If you will, at the purpose of faith, be accomplished in righteousness. Thank you for the request that I'll be giving personally. Thank you for the existing word. Thank you for the prayers of your children again tonight. You have taught us whatsoever thing we desire, when we ask in prayer, we should believe we have received. And then shall we have them. Father, we believe you have answered our prayers. We are going back home rejoicing, praising your name for answering our prayers, O God. Thank you, Father. Those that have received healing, may their health be permanent, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for your servant that you are gracious to use again tonight. May you replenish it for the virtue that has left it. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. We come in, Brother George, to us that have traveled to Obiaja. From there, be going to Ugeli for the conversions over there. Use him as a channel of blessing to your people over there. It's our prayers, Lord. Thank you for your servant, our precious brother, James, Joluwa Lucy, that has just been with us tonight, Lord, in the service. When he be traveling back tomorrow, be with him, Lord. Take him home safely for a happy reunion with his family at his assembly. Blessed be thy name, Lord. So we believe in the auditorium, but not your presence. May your presence go with each and every one of us. Thank you, Savior. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, church. I want to give a prayer request. Our sister that I'll be cooking her food for some time now, we all know that she hasn't got a child. Let us please, in our individual prayers, our family altars, let please remember her, that God who met the need of Anna will come on the scene and help her. I personally appreciate the sister, because she has been doing that job wonderfully. No, I just desire that we should bear her up in prayer, that God will open her womb. Whatever is the problem, there is no impossibility with our God. In the house of Abraham, he said, is anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing is too hard for him. That he will please, come on the scene and help our sister. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be his holy name. So, once again, you are welcome back from convention. Shake one another and say shalom. Shalom, my brother. Shalom, brother. Welcome back from convention. Shalom. Yes, sir. Shalom, my brother. Yes, sir. Shalom, Brajo. Shalom, shalom. Yes, sir. Now, welcome back, sir. Shalom. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Blessed be his holy name. God bless you, church. Amen. Oh, my. Brother Abraham said, whatever you say, come to a point in your life that you love everybody. Amen. He said, because he was told that nothing comes up there beside perfect love. Perfect love. Amen. If it is the love of God, definitely it will not be partial love, it will be perfect. That is why it is the blood of God that set us free, and we are completely free.
Amen.
Completely free. Don't have no grudges against anybody. It is possible. Each time you hear me say, it's only Satan that is my enemy, I mean it. I don't care what you have done. The prophet said, even your bitterest enemy, come to a place that you can love him. That is one of the signs of spiritual growth. Amen? That is one of the signs of spiritual growth. May God help us. Signs and wonders and miracles, fine. They will come at their own time. And the way we can make them to come is the instructions that the prophet keep giving to us. That when you are sick, you are prayed for, there's a possibility of you getting worse. He said, remember. It's a sign that you are being healed. All those instructions, let us take them to heart and practice them. You will see the God of William and Robert on the scene. Don't listen to any fables anywhere. We are traveling on the right road. Amen. Our absolute is the message of the hour. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The prophet said, if you are born of God, you are born of the word of God. You cannot be born of the word of God and Christian dogmas. All those things they are posting in the internet will be troubling you. No! They don't trouble me. If I see them, I pray for the people who are doing it. Where Christ came himself, they did worse than that to him. The Bible says he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. Without measure, he had all that God was in him. Healing the sick, raising the dead, causing the lame to walk, and the rest of it, giving sight to the blind, causing the deaf to hear, and the dumb to speak, and they said he was doing it by Beelzebub. Have you ever seen devil healing? The Bible says any kingdom that is divided against itself cannot stand. Satan cannot heal. All that he has come to do is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. There is nothing good in Satan. It's only our Father that has come so that we might have life. So that we might have it more abundantly. My prayer is that I don't know, we are expecting Jesus to come soon. If I'm going to live to be 100, I want to be strong. I'll be preaching at the age of 100. I'm not pushing back the coming of the Lord, the rapture. Remember, you cannot even push it back. I'm telling you, if, as human beings concerned, praise God, amen. God bless you. You are welcome back from conversion, and may the blessings of conversion ever abide in our lives. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh God, to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give the glory. It is the answer. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord.
the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory with His ears. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the heavens hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh God, to the Father through Jesus, the Son.